姐继续要讲完走进属灵信仰的深处。
In this session, we will continue to dwell on entering the depth of our faith.
啊，我们早上讲了两点。
In the morning, we have mentioned two
啊，第一
points.
点，我们要竭力进入真理道理的深处。
The first one being, we have to enter into the deepest of the truth.
啊，不要只停留在表面。
Do not leave yourself just in the
要，
superficial.
不单只要听到，还是要查考圣经。
We not only need to listen to the words of God, we also need to
啊，
examine the scriptures.
更要行道。
We all the more have to act on them.
啊，不行出来就没有进到真理的深处。
Without acting out the word, we have not entered into the depth of the truth.
第二，我们有讲到我们要进入祷告的深处。
Secondly, we are to enter into the depth of our
啊，祷
prayers.
告不是做形式。
Prayers are not just a ritual.
要用你的内心跟神交通。
We have to communicate with God from our heart.
啊，要达到，祷告要达到天上。
Our prayers have to reach the heavens.
要先从往里面来反省。
We have to first examine deeply within.
专心、诚心、虚心的祷告。
With concentration, humility, and
进到内心当中最黑暗、最不能打开的一块，打开给神看。
To enter into the deepest and darkest part of our hearts that can never be opened.
不要在神面前戴面具。
Do not wear a mask before God.
不要骗自己，更不要骗神。
Do not try to deceive yourself or deceive God.
我们要进到里面最深的地方。
We have to enter into the deepest of our hearts.
敞开心扉，然后让神进来。
Open up our hearts so that God may come in.
更要进到圣灵里面祷告。
We all the more have to enter into the deepest part of the Spirit.
不要用人意来祷告。
Do not pray using human thoughts.
那我们来讲第三点。
Now we are coming to the third point.
我们要进到主爱的深处。
We have to enter into the deepest part of God's love.
我们看约翰福音21章。
Let's refer to John 21.
约翰福音的第21章。
Gospel according to John chapter 21.
21章的第15节。
Chapter 21 verse 15.
约翰福音21章的第15节。
Gospel of John chapter 21 verse 15.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
1、2、3。他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说：主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说：你喂养我的小羊。这里是主耶稣跟门徒彼得的对话。
Here is a conversation between the Lord Jesus and his disciple Peter.
背景就是主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
The background was that the Lord Jesus had resurrected from the dead.
已经显现给门徒看了。
He had already manifested himself to them.
那主耶稣也期待门徒的信心应该恢复了。
And the Lord Jesus was anticipating that the faith of the disciples will be revived.
可以强大了。
They could be strengthened.
但是事实上并不是这样。
But in reality, it wasn't like that.
有时候我们的信心进一步，但是要退两步。
Sometimes we progress one step in our faith and then we backslide two steps.
因为我们人啊，真的是太软弱了。
We as human beings are truly very weak.
有现实的问题，生活的问题。
We face the practical reality of life.
彼得虽然知道主耶稣复活，也看过主耶稣复活。
Even though Peter had witnessed and he knew that the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
但是他的心还是软弱呢。
Yet in his heart he was really weak.
所以这一章21章就记载，彼得跟其他的门徒说：“不如我们就回去打鱼呗。”
Therefore, here in John chapter 21, it says, Simon Peter asking the other disciple, let's go back.
第三节，西门彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。
In verse 3, Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing.
他们就说了，我们也和你同去。
They said to him, we are also coming with you.
这里说什么？
So what is it saying here?
领导者软弱。其他人跟随的就会软弱。
When the leader is weak, then the followers all will be weak.
彼得是门徒的为首的最有资深的这个门徒啊。
Peter was the leader of the group and the disciples.
但是他要回去打鱼了。
Yet he wanted to go back to fishing.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
如果彼得是传道人，就等于他要辞职了，不当传道了，他回去要重操故业了。
If Peter were to be a preacher at that time, he was going to quit his pastorship and go back to his previous career.
彼得是以前是舍弃他的渔船、渔网，还有太太，放下他，然后去跟随主耶稣，已经有3年了。
In the past, Peter had put aside all his belongings to fish, his boats, his nets, and all his tools. In fact, also his wife.
他看到无数的神迹。
to follow Jesus for 3 years and saw so many miracles.
听了很多的讲道。
He had heard so many sermons.
但是软弱的时候还是软弱。
But when he was weak, he was still weak.
有时候我们就是这样。
Sometimes we are like that too.
道理是知道。
We know the truth.
恩典也看过。
We have seen the grace.
甚至我们也曾经勉励别人。
We also have encouraged other people.
但是我们自己还是有软弱的时候。
But we are also weak at times.
我们软弱的时候会做什么？
When we are weak, what are we doing?
会去捡回来曾经丢下的东西。
We will pick up again those things that we have put away in the past.
你曾经为主耶稣舍弃很多东西。
We have once sacrificed some things for the Lord Jesus.
我不要那一些了，我可以放下了。
I don't want those anymore. I can put them away.
但是自己又去垃圾桶把它捡回来。
Yet we go back to the trash can and pick them up again.
我们有没有这种经验？本来说你都要丢了，都丢垃圾桶了。
Have we had this kind of experience before? You throw something into the trash can.
结果想一想，这个可能还会有用哦。
Then you think back, oh, perhaps I can still use this. I can pick it up again.
改天再丢，或者是不舍得丢。
I'm reluctant to throw it away, or maybe I'll throw it away another day.
彼得就是这样。
That this was Peter.
他已经放下他的公司、他的生意、他的渔船很久了。
He had already put away his business, and all his doings for a long time.
但是他现在要回去重操故业。
But now he's going to pick up his old career again.
这个是代表信仰往后退，走下坡了。
This means that he was backsliding and going downhill with his faith.
好了。这个人可能是我，
right.
可能是你。
This person might be referring to me or you.
可能是你的家人，
or your family members.
或是一个很久没有来教会的人，
or it might be referring to someone who has not come to church for a long time.
主耶稣怎么样去面对一个已经要离开的人？
So how did Jesus face someone who was about to depart?
这个时候讲道理有没有用？
At this point in time, would a sermon help?
没有用。
No point to do that.
这个时候讲神学理论、讲教义有没有用？
Is it good to talk about basic doctrines and theology at this time?
没有用。
There's no point to do that.
主耶稣也没有讲什么。
The Lord Jesus didn't say much.
主耶稣知道只有一个办法。
The Lord Jesus knew there's only one way to do that.
除非让彼得重新走进思考主爱的深处。
Unless Peter would come in again to re-examine the deepest part of Jesus' love.
让他想想他自己到底爱不爱主。
To let him examine himself whether he loved the Lord or not.
当初是怎么样跟随主的？
In the beginning, how did he come to follow the Lord?
所以主耶稣煮了一顿早餐，弄了一顿早餐给他吃。
So the Lord Jesus has fixed some breakfast for them.
让他捕到鱼，但是呢，上到岸里面已经有早餐了。
So that after they got caught some fish, they come to the shore, and then he presented them with breakfast.
那吃完之后就问他一个问题。
After finishing breakfast, then he asked this question to him.
就是我们刚刚读的第十五节。
Which is the verse 15 that we have just read.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
这个问题也是主耶稣今天要问我们的。
This is also a question given to us from the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣不是问你懂不懂道理啊？
The Lord Jesus is not asking you, do you know the truth?
记不记得我讲那些登山宝训？
Do you remember all those sermons on the mount that I have preached before?
主耶稣没有讲这些。
The Lord Jesus did not say these.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
主耶稣不是说你爱不爱我。
The Lord Jesus does not ask you, do you love me?
主耶稣知道彼得是爱主的。
He understood Peter loved him.
他情绪上是爱主的，因为跟主耶稣那么久了。
He loved Jesus very much because he followed him for a long time.
他曾经也答应主，我永不离弃你。
Previously, he had made the promise that I will never leave you.
最后他也是不认主三次了。
Finally, he also denied Jesus three times.
那现在呢？他回去捕鱼了。
Now he wanted to go back to fish.
主耶稣就问：你爱我比这些更深吗？
And the Lord Jesus asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
这些是什么？
What are these?
这些可能是指那些153条大鱼。
These may be referring to the 153 fish that he caught.
也可能是那些渔船。
Or perhaps the a fishing boat.
他的生意。
Or his business.
他不是不信主，而是说我可能当个渔夫，生活还比较稳定。
It's not that he didn't believe in Jesus, but he might be considering life would be more stable for him to continue to fish.
传福音太辛苦了。
Preaching the gospel takes too much effort.
可能到最后都得到耶稣的下场，就是生命都没有。
In the end, I may end up like Jesus. I may have lost my life.
这个时候，彼得的头脑里面一定有很多的版本，很多的对话。
During this time, Peter might have various versions of thinking in his brain.
所以他找回他的渔船。
So he sought back his boat.
但是主耶稣问他，你爱我 比这些更深吗？
Yet the Lord Jesus asked him this question, do you love me more than these?
如果你没有爱主更深，没有进入爱的深处，
If you have not loved Jesus more than these things and entered into the deepest part of his love,
你可能到某一个地步就会放弃信仰。
Perhaps up to a point in time, we will also give up our faith.
所以耶稣问他，你爱我，这个爱字就是 agape, 这是一种牺牲的爱。
When the Lord Jesus asked him, do you love me? This love means agape, a sacrificial love.
圣洁的爱。
It is a holy type of love.
通常用来形容神的爱，用这个字。
Usually, when you describe God's love, you will use this vocabulary.
但是彼得怎么回答呢？
But how did Peter reply?
你知道我爱你。
Lord, you know that I love you.
他没有直接针对耶稣的问题来回答。
He did not answer the question directly.
耶稣问你有没有更深，有没有越爱越深，比那些东西还更深。
The Lord Jesus' question was, do you love me more than this and greater than these things?
彼得用一个爱，这个 filio 这个字啊，这是友情的爱了，好朋友，我们是好朋友了。
Yet Peter answered him with the filio type of love, a brotherly friendship love.
但是他没有说我是不是爱你比这些更深。
He did not answer the question directly that I love you more than all these things.
爱要有比较才看得出来是不是真的爱。
Love has to be compared in order to be determined that it is truly love.
比如说你爱不爱你的先生、你的太太。
For example, do you love your husband or your wife?
如果你真的很爱他。
If you truly love them.
如果他有事情发生，你一定会把所有东西马上丢弃，马上丢掉。
If something is happening to him or her, you immediately put aside everything else.
比如说你收到电话了，你配偶进医院了。
For example, you have a phone call saying that your spouse is in the hospital.
生命有危险了。
And is in a critical condition.
你还会说，哎呀，我这个会议很重要哦，可能跟圣职有关啊。那我先开完会，我再看看怎么什么时候来。
Will you say that, oh, I'm in a very important meeting and it's my, I might get promoted, get to that later.
或者是你女儿已经进医院了，你一定会马上冲过去。
If your son or daughter has entered into the hospital, you will rush to the hospital.
你会做任何的事情先去处理这个。
You will prioritize them the most and put aside anything else.
如果你真的爱主。
If you truly love the Lord,
你进入爱的深处。
You have entered into the deepest part of his love.
那些所谓的渔船啊、渔网啊，那些别的东西啊，你愿意放下。
You will be willing to give up your fishing boat, fishing nets, and everything else.
今天我们的信仰有没有真正被主爱所激励？
Today, are we compelled and moved by the love of God in our faith?
现在看不出来。
Now we cannot see it.
现在坐在会堂，大家都很爱主。
Everyone here are seated in the chapel, and everyone loves the Lord.
很爱听道理。
We love listening to the truth.
很爱团契。
We would like the fellowship.
但是是不是真的爱主？
But whether we love the Lord or not,
要做选择的时候就看得出来。
We can see it when you make decisions.
有一个姐妹。
There was once a sister.
年纪小小。
She was a young sister.
大概四五岁开始就学小提琴。
At 15 years of age, she...
Four or five.
Oh, at 4 or 5 years old,
学小提琴。
She began to learn violin.
我们很多家长都有给小孩子学音乐吗？
Many parents have cultivated your children to learn music.
但是这个孩子不一样。
But this child is different.
很有天分。
She's very gifted.
她的天分不是一般的天分。
Her gift is not just ordinary gift.
是天才级的天分。
She is a prodigy.
是可以培养以后成为大音乐家的。
She can be cultivated to be a great musician in the future.
哇，学了没几年啊。
After only learning for a few years,
这个老师说我已经没办法教他了，我也得要换一个厉害的老师。
The teacher said, I'm unable to teach her. Yeah, she needs to change another higher skilled teacher.
哇，特飞猛进。
So she really improved a lot.
到差不多九岁就已经可以拉写奏曲了。
At 9 years old, she was able to be a composer.
不是 composer, 可以 play concerto.
Oh, she could play a concerto.
她可以独奏了，哇，可以整队乐队陪伴她了。
She can play in a. She was the lead. Played the violin, and everybody else followed her.
老师收到这样的学生，当然要好好培养。
Of course, when the teacher has this kind of a student, she needs to pay attention.
给她参加乐队，青年乐队。
She was in the group orchestra.
她年纪
youth orchestra.
年纪都比其他的青年小好几岁。
She was really younger than any other youth in the orchestra.
但是一进去就可以当到超过别人超车啊，当第二小提琴，已经当第二，才九岁。
Even if she went in to the young orchestra, her young age could make her sit on the second chair violin.
再上去就变首席了。
Then one more step, she could be in the first chair.
哇，老师很看重她。
The teacher really paid attention to her.
家庭也有这个条件可以培养。
The family also had this capability financially to cultivate her.
因为读音乐是很烧钱的，大家都知道啊。
We know that learning music it needs a lot of financial capability.
真的是烧钱一样啊，一堂一两百块，琴也要钱，老师去做音乐music camp也要钱。
You need to, it's like burning money literally because it's $100, $200 per hour and then you have to spend money for your instrument.
但是他们有这种父亲有这种能力可以提供给他去。
However, the parents are able to provide such environment for her to learn.
但是选择来了。But
the choice will come.
加入这个乐团，表演都是周末。
He joined this orchestra and all the performances happened on the weekends.
礼拜五傍晚就是要练琴了，要去团练了。
On a Friday night, it would be rehearsal time.
他跟妈妈说，哎，礼拜五晚上我这个礼拜有一个团练，下个礼拜要表演了。
The girl said to the mom, this Friday night, I have a rehearsal. Next week, we will perform.
妈妈说不行啊。
The mom said no.
我晚上要弹琴啊，教会要司琴，我没有办法带你去。
I need to play piano at church tonight. I'm unable to bring you there.
你问爸爸吧。
You can ask your dad.
她就去问爸爸。
Then she asked the father.
爸爸，我礼拜五晚上下午去团练，可不可以带我去？
Dad, I have a rehearsal today at Friday night. Can you bring me there?
几点钟？
What time?
一算算那个时间，如果我带你去，我可能没有办法参加礼拜五晚上的聚会，一定赶不及的。
By calculating, the father answered, if I take you there, then I'm unable to rush back to attend the Friday night service.
礼拜五晚上已经进入安息日了。
Friday night is entering into the Sabbath.
我一定要去的。I
have to go.
说我怎么可以带你去？
How can I take you to the rehearsal?
这个女孩就想一想，爸爸妈妈都不能带我去，怎么办？
So this girl wondered, my parents cannot take me there. What am I supposed to do?
后来再过一个礼拜，妈妈就跟她讲。
So one week later, the mother told her.
女儿啊，你这一季拉完之后呢，之后就不要再去了。
After this season, my daughter, let's not continue with the orchestra.
因为 礼拜五也会影响到，礼拜六表演，有时候也要 rehearsal， 也影响到。
Because your rehearsals or your performances happen on the weekends, on Friday nights, or sometimes on the Saturdays.
哇，妈妈这样讲，这个爸爸妈妈的信仰也是很坚定。
These parents' faith are very steadfast.
她跟女儿这样讲。
They said that to the daughter.
女儿一开始很不能接受。
In the beginning, the daughter could not accept it.
因为小提琴是她的最爱啊。
Because violin is her love pursuit.
她也有无比的天分了，一定是可以成才的，以后是可以当顶级的小提琴家的。
She was also a very talented player. So in the future, her pathway is to be a great violinist.
但是爸爸妈妈告诉她。
But the parents told her.
你还小，现在我还能帮你做决定。
You are still young, and I can still make decisions for you.
所以你这一季结束之后，就不要再去了。So
after this season, please stop playing.
小提琴你可以继续学，但是不要再参加那个乐团。You
can learn your violin continually, but not take part in that orchestra.
小孩子一开始很不能接受。In
the beginning,
很不舍得了，有点不舍得了。The
child
feels
reluctant and unhappy to quit.
但是妈妈就跟他讲。But
then the mother told her.
你记不记得？
Do you remember?
大概四年前，
About 4 years ago,
我们一全家去滑雪。
All of us, the whole family went to ski.
那时候你跟另外几个教会的小朋友一起坐在一个雪橇上面。
At that time, you and a few kids, church kids, were on a lifter, going up the mountain.
坐到一半的时候，
In the middle of the time,
你记不记得你那时候没有坐稳还是怎么样的，就滑下来了。
You did not sit properly in that sky lift and you fell down.
结果就掉下来的时候,
when you fall down from there,
那个地方很高啊,
from a great height,
掉下来的时候,
when you fell down,
你记不记得你感觉到有天使好像接着你?
Do you remember that you feel that an angel had embraced you?
轻轻地你就轻轻地掉在雪上面,
and slowly, gently, you fell down on the ice.
你没有受伤,
you were not hurt at all.
你记不记得这件事情?
Do you remember that incident?
妈说妈妈我记得。
She answered, yes, I remembered mine.
妈妈就跟她讲,
the mother said,
如果不是主耶稣保守你,
if it were not for the Lord Jesus that have preserved you,
你可能摔死了,
perhaps you have fallen down to your death.
没摔死, 可能也摔断手了, 没有办法拉琴了。
Even though you did not die, you might have broken your arms or your legs, and you are unable to be a violinist.
所以你的生命是主耶稣救你。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus was the one who saved your life.
你一定要把主耶稣抓紧紧。
You have to firmly grab hold of the Lord Jesus.
你一定要只抓主耶稣, 不要抓别的东西。
You have to only grab hold of Jesus, not anything else.
主耶稣是你的主, 小提琴不是你的主。
The Lord Jesus is your Lord. The violin is not your Lord.
有一天你老了, 或者你生病了, 不能拉小提琴了。
One day you will grow old, or you are sick, you are unable to play the violin.
小提琴也不能救你。
The violin cannot save you.
主耶稣能够救你。
Yet the Lord Jesus can save you.
你要记住, 主耶稣才是你的主。
You have to remember the Lord Jesus is your Lord.
小提琴不是你的主。
The violin is not your Lord.
小女孩听听, 点点头。
The daughter agreed and nodded her head.
妈妈我知道了。
Mom, I know.
主耶稣才是我的主。
The Lord Jesus indeed is my Lord.
小提琴不是。
The violin is not.
对那个小女孩来说, 小提琴是一件她最爱的东西。
To the girl, the violin is something that was her passion.
对她父母来说, 这也是一个很大的诱惑。
To the parents, it is such a great temptation.
如果可以参加乐团, 可以成名, 以后就有前途了。
If she could attend the orchestra and keep on going up, in the future, her future is bright.
但是你爱那些东西, 会不会超过爱主耶稣呢?
But will you love those things more than you love the Lord Jesus?
今天多少的下一代, 多少的年轻父母, 为了孩子学这个学那个, 补习。
Today, for the sake of our next generation, so many parents take our children to tutoring classes.
足球队,
soccer classes,
学跳舞,
or to dance.
安息日被牺牲掉,
the Sabbath day has been sacrificed.
也许有来了, 下午, 弄完那些再来了, 已经累了半死了。
Perhaps they can come over to the church in the afternoon, but they are already exhausted.
因为我想培养他, 哇, 一定要, 以后, 要会弹琴, 要会跳, 要会唱, 啊, 报大学。
Because I want to cultivate them in, so that in the future, for college purposes, they have to be able to sing and play and be athletic.
你无形当中就告诉他,
subconsciously, you are telling your children,
我爱那些比爱耶稣更深。
I love those things more than I love Jesus.
我们有时候就是给儿女。 这个观念,
sometimes we impart this kind of perspective to our children.
但是感谢神, 那个妈妈提醒她女儿,
but thank God that mother had reminded the child.
如果没有主耶稣, 就没有你。
Without the Lord Jesus, you will not exist.
有一天你不能拉小提琴了, 耶稣还是你的主。
One day when you are unable to play the violin anymore, the Lord Jesus will still be your Lord.
你的小提琴是什么? 也可能不是小提琴。
What is your violin?
你最爱的是什么?
What is it that you love most?
在耶稣面前, 这些东西能不能挡住你跟主耶稣?
Before the Lord Jesus, can all these things be an obstruction between you and Him?
你自己想一想,
think about it yourself.
主耶稣今天问你,
the Lord Jesus today is asking you,
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
如果你真正想主的爱,
if we really think about God's love,
一切都不是什么问题。
There's no problem with anything else. Because all these things are not worthy for us to be sorrowful about or to sacrifice for.
我不是牺牲我的渔船啊, 牺牲我的事业啊, 我没有牺牲啊, 我是得到更宝贵的。
I have not sacrificed my fishing boat or my fishing net, but I have acquired something more precious.
这个不是更好, 得到, 我们是得到更好, 而不是牺牲啊。
We have not sacrificed, but we have received something better.
我们今天常常觉得说, 哇, 为了要追求信仰, 我要牺牲很多。
Today, oftentimes we think, oh, because we are pursuing after our faith, I have to give up so many things.
有牺牲吗? 真的是叫牺牲吗?
Are you sacrificing? Is it called truly a sacrifice?
牺牲是你 放弃更好的, 得到次好的, 或者是比较不好的, 这个叫做牺牲。
The meaning of sacrifice is you give up something that is more valuable in order for something that is less valuable.
啊, 你放下黄金, 拿到铜, 这个就叫牺牲。
You give up gold and for the sake of a bronze, then this is a sacrifice.
到这里放下铜, 拿到钻石, 拿到黄金, 这个叫什么叫牺牲?
But if you put down your bronze and then you acquire diamond or gold, then how is it called a sacrifice?
如果你真正走到主的爱里面,
if you really enter into the love of the Lord,
你不会觉得这个世界是什么牺牲?
You will not think of this world as being a sacrifice.
一切都是粪土啊,
everything is but dust.
我们看腓立比书,
let's refer to Philippians.
腓立比书,
book of Philippians.
第三章,
chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章
Philippians chapter 3
第八节
verse 8
腓立比三章的第八节
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8
我们一起读
Let's read together
一二三不但如此我也将万事当作有损的因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝我为他已经丢弃万事当作粪土为要得着基督真的如果我们真的是思考这番话很感动
If we think deeply about these verses then we will be moved
保罗说什么
What did Paul say?
他不是牺牲啊
It's not a sacrifice
他是捡到宝啊
He has picked up a gem
你没有去过那些二手店或者是古董店哇有时候捡到宝几十块买回来这个东西值一百万的你当然这没有了。
Have you gone to those antique stores or those jewelry discount places?
Then
you pick up something very valuable for so little.
我看过一个新闻。
I've seen this news.
有人去二手店捡了幅画。
Some people go to a discount store and pick up a picture.
哇这幅画他觉得画得很漂亮。
This painting she thought was very good.
应该是很有历史的。
Because it's historical.
但是没有摆在古董店那种二手店有什么宝贝的。
How valuable is something that's placed in a discount store?
但是这就买下来。
This person bought it.
好像都不用一百块。
It's not more than $100.
好像是画耶稣像。
It looked like it was a painting of Jesus.
就是一看就知道是很有历史，可能是中世纪的一些模仿的画了，怎么样的
？When you see it, it's full of history.
或者是模仿的了
might be painted in the Middle Ages or
模仿中世纪的 style.
It's a imitation of something from that time.
他就一直想，这个有没有可能是真的
？So this person wondered, could this be the real thing?
拿去鉴定。
And went for examination.
哇，不得了！
It turned out that
达芬奇的，达芬奇的，达芬奇的。
Oh, it's Da Vinci's drawing.
哇，那个就不是一百万了，一千万了，是上亿的了。
So the value is not only hundreds or millions or it might be billions.
捡到宝啊
！He had picked up a gem, a precious thing.
我们常都说哦，保罗为主耶稣牺牲很多。
We often say that Paul had sacrificed so many things for the Lord Jesus.
啊，名誉、地位、金钱。
Wealth, and power and fame.
家庭生活
family life.
为了传福音还下监牢
In order to preach the gospel, he was put in jail.
腓立比书里面他是写在监牢里面写的
The book of Philippians was written in the prison.
但是保罗他自己怎么讲
Yet what did Paul say?
他说我放弃的东西其实就是粪土而已
I have counted all things to be lost because all these things are rubbish to me.
没有什么太多的价值
They are so invaluable.
但是我找到主耶稣啊
But I found Jesus.
这个是宝贝中的宝贝啊
This is the most precious thing among the most precious.
比那幅名画还宝啊
It's more precious than that painting.
因为没有人可以把我心中从耶稣夺走的
Because nobody can take the Lord Jesus away from my heart.
除非你自己放弃，不然的话，没有人可以拿走。
Unless you yourself give up on it, otherwise nobody can take Jesus away from you.
你拉小提琴很厉害又怎样
？You're very talented in playing the violin. So what?
能拉到进天国吗？
Can you play until you go to heaven?
能拉一辈子吗
？Can you play for your whole lifetime?
最近有一个很有名的美国小提琴家 Hilary Hand， 他已经生病大半年了，所有的 concert 都取消了。
Recently, there's a very famous violinist from the U.S. He has been recently ill, and then every concert has been cancelled.
你不能永远拉，你拉到最后也是死。
You cannot play the violin forever. You play until your last day, you will continue to die.
小提琴可以救你吗
？Can the violin save you?
你的财宝可以救你吗
？Can your precious gems save you?
你的事业、你的孩子的名校可以救你吗
？Can your career or your good colleges and universities save you?
有时候我们的生活活得太舒服了。
Sometimes we are living in such a comfortable environment.
我们把耶稣至宝已经丢到 garage 里面其中一个箱子了。
Our most valuable, the Lord Jesus, we have already put him in a box in our garage.
心中最宝贵的那一块早就没有给主耶稣了。
The most precious thing in our heart since ages ago, we have not sacrificed it to the Lord Jesus.
已经给了世界了。
You have given it to the world.
所以我们的信仰常常都是有心没力。
So some, therefore, in our faith, we have the heart to do it, but we don't have the strength to act on it.
保罗说我没有牺牲啊，我现在是拿到至宝啊。
Here, Paul said, I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm getting something that's more valuable.
你把我放在监里。
You put me into prison.
自由，我可以丢掉。
I can throw away freedom.
我要永远的自由。
I want eternal freedom.
你把我打。
You flogged me.
但是我的灵魂你不能伤害。
But you cannot hurt my soul.
就说你把我杀了。
Even if you kill my body.
我的灵魂要进天国。
My soul, my spirit will enter heaven.
主耶稣救我，主耶稣是至宝。
The Lord Jesus saved me. The Lord Jesus is the most valuable, precious.
丢了一切，捡到至宝。
I have thrown away everything in order to get this precious thing.
那我们今天呢？我们丢了至宝，去垃圾桶捡那个保罗不要的。
What about us today? We have thrown away every precious thing and go back to the trash can and pick up something that Paul already had thrown away.
很努力的追求世界的东西。
We continue to put in effort to pursue after the world.
信仰不再追求了。
We no longer pursue after our faith.
所以灵恩会就是要我们重新思考，你在追求什么？你有没有进到爱的深处？主爱的深处。
So, during the spiritual convocation, it is a time for us to reflect again. Have we entered into the deepest love of Jesus? Have what are you pursuing after?
昨天晚上聚完会的时候。
Last night after the service.
有一对伊朗，有一对厄尔瓦来的新受洗的信徒。
There are some members, the newly baptized members from Irvine.
我过吃点心的时候过去跟他聊天的。
When we are eating the dessert,
晚餐的时候跟他聊天。
Or during dinner, I was conversing with them.
其实那时候已经很累了。
Actually, I was very exhausted already at that time.
但是看到有一对非我族类的人哈。
But I saw a couple that is not my,
我们在座都是大部分都是华人脸孔。
Not my ethnicity, and then so, seated among us are mostly Asians.
我以为一开始我是慕道者。
In the beginning, I thought they were truth seekers.
后来信徒跟我说，他们不是慕道，去年受洗。
And later on, the member told me that they were newly baptized.
我的精神就来了。
So I got my energy back.
去年受洗，一对夫妻。
Oh, they were baptized last year, this couple.
还跟我说是伊朗人。
And they told me they were from Iran.
所以我们美国人听到伊朗这两个字都会特别敏感。
So for the people, U.S. citizens, when you hear the word Iran, we're very sensitive.
我们的大兵去那边打仗，把人家的国家一直炸嘛，现在啊。
Our military is over there right now and bombarding the nation.
竟有伊朗人来信真耶稣教会。
And we hear there's Iran people coming to believe in the True Jesus Church.
那天我一定要问他一下。
I have to ask.
到底是何方人马？
I want to ask you, where do you come from?
跑来信真耶稣教会。
Why do you come here to the True Jesus Church to believe in the truth?
他就跟我做见证。
So they testify to me.
他的英文说实在，我是一边听一边猜的。
Truthfully speaking, I'm guessing what they were speaking in English.
还有另外一位姐妹帮我翻译一下。
There's another sister who was interpreting for me.
老先生呢，他是他。今年72岁。
That old man, a person was about 70 years old this year.
他26年前。
26 years ago.
从回教改信基督教。
From Islam, he converted into Christianity.
你知道伊朗人大部分出生都是回教徒。
You know that most people in Iran were born to be Muslims.
但是20年之前主耶稣拣选他。
But about 20 years ago, the Lord Jesus have chosen him.
他就信了主了。
So he believed in God.
但是信了主，就像保罗一样，真的要丢弃万事。
After believing in Jesus, just like Paul, he had to throw away everything.
不是自己愿意丢弃啊，是别人把他东西拿走啊。
Not that he willingly threw away his things, other people took his things away.
把他的生意，政府把他的生意拿走。
The government closed down his business.
他本来有一个很大的生意。
In the beginning, he had a huge business.
好像跟建筑有关的，他本身是 architect。
He himself was an architect and his business was something relating to construction.
生意被拿走。
The business was taken away.
银行的存款被拿走。
Every wealth in the bank was taken away.
因为这个是不容许的，叫伊斯兰革命的国家，你信基督，你等于找死。
Because according to the Islam law, you cannot believe in Christianity. You are like looking to die.
但是他还坚持他的信仰。
Yet he continued to maintain his faith.
他太太也跟他一起信。
His wife believed in the Lord together with him.
他觉得基督才是真神，基督耶稣才是真神。
He think Jesus Christ is the true God.
才是人类的希望。
He is the hope of all mankind.
虽然失去一切，他还是坚守信仰。
Even though he had lost everything, he was steadfast to his faith.
还要参加地下的基督教的聚会。
He want to go and attend the underground Christian services.
但是那个政府非常的邪恶。
But the government was really wicked.
逼迫基督徒还要杀他。
They persecute all Christians and they want to kill him.
他有一个亲戚是在这个情报的部门的工作。
He had a cousin who was working in the intelligence division.
那个亲戚告诉他。
And the cousin told him.
你今天晚上你就要走。
Tonight you have to flee.
明天有人来杀你。
Because tomorrow someone is running after you.
他马上就跟他太太 连夜就逃命了。
He immediately, together with his wife, in the middle of the night, ran away.
真的就失去一切了，连家人怎么都要拜拜了。
See, he gave up everything. He lost his family members, everything.
逃到希腊。
He went to Greece.
再透过申请美国的难民庇护的 program 来到美国。
Through the refugee program, he became a worker and came here to the United States.
那怎么来新正耶稣教会呢？
How did he come to the True Jesus Church?
因为他没有什么钱啊，就要申请 social housing.
He didn't have any money, so he had to apply for social housing.
刚好我们二反教会旁边大家都知道去过了，就是一个 social housing, 很好的 social housing, 社会屋。
Coincidentally, everyone knows that next door to the Irvine Church is some affordable housing.
他搬去那边之后
，After he moved there,
看到那个房子旁边就是有一个教会啊。
He saw that next door to our residence is a church.
那个名字很奇怪啊 ，True Jesus Church, 真耶稣教会。
The name is quite peculiar, True Jesus Church.
他就想
，He thought to himself,
应该要进去看一看。
I have to go in and check it out.
会不会是神要我去那个教会？
Could it be that God want me to go to that church?
竟然有一个教会叫 True Jesus Church, 叫真耶稣教会。
Because why would our church be called True Jesus Church?
弟兄姐妹，我们不要怕我们的名字人家不喜欢了。
Please don't be afraid that our name will scare people.
神拣选的人就是喜欢这个名字。
For those who are chosen by God, they will love this name.
也不要怕有中文啊，所以别人那些讲英文的人就不会来了。
Don't be afraid to the fact that we have some Chinese writing on it, that those people that don't know Chinese will not come.
会来的，写什么都会来。
Those people that are meant to come will come, whatever you write on it.
所以他就进去慕道。
So they went in to seek the truth.
那个时候刚好是 NYTS.
During that time, coincidentally, it was NYTS time.
他也参加祷告。
They attended the prayer.
他听道理觉得很感动。
They were so moved when they heard the truth.
觉得这个教会讲的道理很 deep, 很深入。
They thought that this church, their truth that is preached is very deep.
跟他其他的教会以前在伊朗的不一样。
It is so different from the other churches they attended in Iran.
或者是这边他去过的教会不一样。
Or compared to the other Christian churches that they attended here.
所以他决定继续来慕道。
So they have decided to continue to seek the truth.
其中有一次，因为 NYTS 的时候有这个圣餐礼。
So one of the time during the NYTS, they have held a Holy Communion.
他本来很想领圣餐。
In the beginning, they wanted to take the Holy Communion.
教会不给他领。
Yet the church refrained them from taking it.
他就很生气，也很伤心了。我是基督徒，为什么不给我领？
They were very angry and saddened at the same time. I'm a Christian. Why can't I take it?
传道就跟他解释，等你受洗之后才可以领。
The pastor then explained to them that after you get baptized, then you can partake of it.
他不是很愿意接受，但是也要接受。
They were unwilling to accept the fact, but they had to swallow it down.
但是主耶稣很爱他们。
Yet the Lord Jesus loved them.
给他们两夫妻圣灵。
He gave them the Holy Spirit, both of them.
加添他们的信心。
And strengthened their faith.
所以他们继续来慕道。
So they continued to come to seek the truth.
到最后去年联恩会秋季的时候就受洗。
In the end,
应该是之前八月的时候就给他紧急洗礼。
They had an emergency baptism. Around August last year.
因为他太太其实也有癌症。
Because the wife herself had cancer.
也不觉得能够活多久。
They didn't know how long she could live.
那教会就给他受洗。
So the church baptized them.
感谢主，他太太也现在身体也很稳定。
Thank God the wife's condition is also stable now.
这神的恩典啊。
This is the grace of God.
这让我想起在世界各地有爱神的人。
This caused me to remember that there are many people who love God throughout the whole world.
神要拣选他们进到真教会。
God wants to choose them to enter into the true church.
那这个他的见证，他的分享，打动我的是什么地方？
In which part of the testimony or their sharing was I greatly moved?
他为了要寻找信仰，为了要坚持信仰，真的是失去一切。
In order to seek and pursue after faith and maintain a steadfast faith, they really have lost everything.
但是他愿意。
However, they were willing.
因为他知道这个是最宝贝的。
Because they understood that this is the most precious thing.
今天你愿意为主耶稣放下什么？
Today, what are the things we are willing to give up for Jesus?
放下什么？
What are you giving up?
主耶稣在问你。
The Lord Jesus is asking you.
你有进到主爱的深处吗？
Have you entered into the deepest love of God?
我们现在要祷告。
Now we are going to pray.
剩下的时间，我们灵恩会早上的这一堂用以祷告为结束。
For the rest of the time, we use prayer to end the spiritual convocation services this morning.
我们恳求神，让我们再次回想他的爱。
We ask the Lord to make us reflect once again of His love.
也预备一个安静虔诚的心，准备等一下领受圣餐。
And prepare for us a quiet, and reverent heart to partake of the Holy Communion later.
我们还是先唱一首诗再祷告。
Let's sing him first before we pray.
我们唱285。
Let's sing him 285.
我们要开船入深海洋。
We will launch out into the deep.
这是最后一个深处，就是传福音。
This is the last deepest part, which is to preach the gospel.
现在没有时间讲。
I don't have the time to talk about this.
但是我们也要努力进到海洋的深处为主传福音。
But then we have to put in our effort to enter into the deepest part of the ocean.
全世界有很多人在等听真耶稣教会的道理。
To preach the gospel, because throughout the whole world, there are so many people who are waiting to hear the truth preached by the True Jesus Church.
因为真耶稣教会的道理都是使徒时代的道理。
Because the truth preached by the True Jesus Church is those that are from the apostolic times.
那对夫妻伊朗人，如果他现在还留在伊朗，他也没有办法接受真耶稣教会。
That couple from Iran, if they were to continue to stay in Iran, they are unable to come into the True Jesus Church.
但是刚好主耶稣安排他移民住在教会隔壁，才有办法接受真耶稣教会。
But it is so coincident that the Lord Jesus arranged them to come to the United States and live right next door to Irvine Church so that they can attend the church.
那现在全世界有那么多地方还没有真耶稣教会。
Nation, worldwide, there are so many places that still does not have the True Jesus Church.
因为我们缺少可以去外面布道的海外宣教的人才。
Because we are still lacking the manpower to go overseas to preach the gospel.
有一些地方我们也不能去。
There are some places that are restricted for us to enter.
最主要是我们本地我们都缺乏传道。
Generally speaking, we even lack preachers even in the nation.
我们求神感动更多主内的下一代。
May God continue to move our next generation in the Lord.
像主耶稣跟彼得说。
Jesus said to Peter,
把船开到深海洋。
Put your boat out into the deep.
你要得人如得鱼。
You have be fishers of men.
希望我们更多的下一代能够被感动，以后长大出来当传道，为主耶稣传福音。
May more of our next generation be continue to be moved when they grow up, they serve as pastors of the church.
我们来唱285首。